Hello, this is Joanna Burke for Estates Gazette. I'm here with David Partridge, Managing Partner of Argent. You've just been sat down with our editor, Damien Wild, in a profile face-to-face interview just to talk about the business, your career. I was particularly interested in King's Cross, and you said, you know, when first office plans and early talks years ago were going on, there was sort of talk of rents at £35 per square foot. We've now seen them north of 60, you know, rumours of sort of circa £65 per square foot. I wondered how much more are they going to go higher?
Well, the thing about commercial rents in and around the capital and the work that we've been doing at King's Cross has all been about establishing it as a place whereby we can gradually narrow the discount for the King's Cross area to other major bits of the city, and I mean the entire city, not obviously the City of London, of London in itself. So, for instance, when we were first out there marketing, say, for instance, the Sainsbury's deal way back in 2006, 2007, we were comparing ourselves with what was then probably kind of almost Shoreditch or at sort of £35, £40 if we were lucky in the sort of the north of King's Cross. More recently, what we've been able to do is to be able to, because of the change in perception and the change in the values that we've been able to drive there through the placemaking and the momentum and everything that's been happening at King's Cross, is that we've been able to narrow that gap. So there is no reason why we should not be seen absolutely on a par in due course with somewhere like Victoria, for instance, or with somewhere like, certainly with Paddington, with Regent's Place, Holborn, which is where we are today. You know, arguably we might be able to be seen as a slightly at a premium.
Yeah.
So wherever those rents are going to go, we should ultimately be tracking up to that. So,
and that's in coming years.
That's in coming years.
Not too far in the distance.
It shouldn't be. No, why should it be? As you know, people with because of the accessibility around London nowadays, and the fact that the West End is always going to be up at, you know, 100 plus, and there's going to be a limited amount of stock at a certain scale. People are then going to go, well, where do I go next? Well, I could go out to Stratford, which is a whole different proposition altogether. I could go, you know, to Canary or to the City. Or I'm going to be thinking about a whole, you know, a basket of those sorts of not elephant cars, around by maybe Waterloo, potentially, in due course.
South
Bank might come in. And each one of those is going to have its attractions and detractions. But ultimately, they're all going to be around a kind of similar price point. So they're competing, in a sense, on all sorts of other reasons than just price. And price at that point isn't the key thing.
No.
That, you know, whereas previously, in the early days, when we were looking for our first pre-let, because we didn't have all the other attractions in place, yes, we had to be competing on price first and foremost. Now we don't need to do that any longer.
And I thought it was interesting you'd mention, you know, we're not solely TMT, we're not solely this. This is part of the attraction we've seen. Is it FinTech, you know, so we've had a look at Canary Wharf there, having to sort of diversify a bit. But King's Cross, we've seen Louis Vuitton, we've seen, you know, a financial credit company there.
Yep. The
Google,
Performing
obviously.
Rights Society,
exactly.
Coming in there, engineers, you know, a whole bunch of different people.
So that's part of the attraction,
of life.
Isn't it?
Exactly, and I think this is we can actually attract, you know, look at lots of different sectors. Those guys, you know, are pretty footloose in a sense. As long as they're in London, as long as their staff can get to them, which of course, you know, King's Cross has that accessibility absolutely in spades. And then when they're there, it's a buzzy place for those people to be. That's what the drivers are, not whether or not you're, you know, 55 quid or 65 quid or 75 quid or whatever. You know, it's the buzz for most people is, you know, am I in the war for talent, where am I going to be best positioned to attract the best staff? And that comes back to that whole point about placemaking, and King's Cross has been able, we've been lucky over the last few years to be able to bring it right back into the heart of London as a great place to be, not just to work, not just to live, but it's a great place to come and visit at any
Absolutely.
Time of the day and to meet. And that is what is becoming the attraction for those sorts of businesses.
And finally, I just thought, based on the success of 1 and 2 Pancras Square, what is the next in the pipeline? Will there be more speculative commercial?
Yes.
There will.
Yeah, we're bringing forward 3 and or 4. If we,
three
you know,
and
as,
or
as
4.
As quickly as possible.
Great. Okay, well, thank you very much, David.
Cheers.